Welcome to Author Express. Thanks for checking us out. This is the podcast where you give us 15 minutes of your time and we give you a chance to hear the voice behind the pages and get to know some of your favorite writers in a new light. I'm one of your hosts, Christy Leonard, owner and host of Writers in the Wild Retreats, nonfiction voiceover artist, and president of WFWA. I'm excited to share with you a little about today's guest. Readers call her work engaging, unexpected, original, and inspirational. Reviewers label it powerful, astounding, compelling, and thought-provoking. But to Erin, she's just writing the stories she feels she has to write. Erin is an award-winning author of 6 books, and her newest, The Lady with the Dark Hair, comes out on March 26th. Erin has been a publishing professional for more than 20 years. After 18 years in the capital city of a state that is 40% water, she now lives with her family in a charming small town surrounded by farm fields and pasture lands. Welcome, Erin Bartels. I'm so excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be talking to you today.
People are going to get tired of hearing this, but you and I know each other from the Women's Fiction Writers Association.
Yes.
We actually met at one of the fantastic writing retreats that they have. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that we had an unusual outing when you and I were together in Alexandria,
yeah,
Virginia.
We did.
Why don't you share with our listeners? Yes. Share with our listeners the hobby you and your husband have.
Yes.
That prompted several of the authors to visit a particular type of venue.
Yes,
while we were in Alexandria.
I was very surprised, but right on one of the main drags in Alexandria, in that beautiful little old town, is a cigar bar. And my husband and I both smoke cigars. He smokes more than I do, but every Sunday night, we go out into our cigar lounge, which is a building that we've renovated on our property. It's a very swanky place. It's got a pool table, it's got a bar, and we have a movie screen that comes down and we watch either a movie or a show that we're watching and have a cigar and relax.
Oh my gosh. That
so
is
yeah,
so
we
amazing.
Went out to the cigar bar.
That was an experience I will never forget.
It was fun. Live band. It was really a good time.
Yeah, I don't think we were expecting a live band. That was pretty amazing. Yeah. So we always start with the same question. Tell me the most interesting thing about where you're from. And you can talk about where you grew up. You can talk about where you live now or maybe your favorite place. Anything goes.
Yeah. So that's a really dangerous question to ask me because I know too much about where I'm from. So I'm going to limit myself to a few fun facts about Michigan.
Okay.
It boasts the longest freshwater shoreline in the world. It's more than 3,200 miles long, and the only state that has a longer shoreline than us is Alaska.
Whoa!
1/3 of that distance is islands, shorelines. So we have a lot of islands as well.
Okay.
And we also have 1/5 of the world's fresh surface water in the Great Lakes.
Okay.
And if you removed just the water from Lake Superior and spread it over North and South America, it would cover the entire landmass in a foot of water.
Okay, those are quite specific details that you know about your home state.
We're all about water in Michigan.
Yes, that is awesome. And Michigan actually features in your book as well.
Yes, it does. It features in all of my books.
I did enjoy your book very much. So let's get to know you a little bit. Was being an author what you always wanted to be when you grew up, or did you have other aspirations when you were little?
It was definitely one of several. I also felt like I would be a veterinarian. I'm glad
that didn't we all?
I'm glad that I'm not, though, because I feel like that would actually be a very sad job because people bring you their pets when they're sick. So I also thought that I would just move to Montana and have a ranch where I would take care of animals, like an animal sanctuary. There was no funding in mind. Like, there was no way I was going to run this thing. I had no idea. But in my mind, that's what I was going to do. I was going to run an animal sanctuary in Montana.
Excellent. What is something you wish you could have understood more deeply when you were 20 years old?
Oh, well, related to writing, I would say that just because you're a good writer doesn't mean you can write a novel.
Ooh,
because I was always a very good writer, and storytelling is something different than being a good writer. And it's something you have to learn. And when you go to school for English, you learn how to talk about books. You learn how to critique books and write essays about books, but you never actually learn to write books.
Yes.
So it's something that takes time. And I think that it took more time than I thought it would.
Yeah, definitely. I was an English major as well.
So
shock,
you know.
Shock, shock. Yes, I do. Absolutely. I am still working on getting published. So I totally.
It's a hard road. It's a long road.
I wasn't 20 when I found that out, but.
Well,
you know.
I had a benefit of working for a publisher starting when I was 22.
Oh,
so.
Okay, that helps.
Yeah.
Well, I am so excited about your book. I literally speed read it so that we could you know, talk about it and I'd know what to talk about. It was just so good and so just unique. What a unique concept.
Thank you.
Dual timeline and the whole thing. How would you summarize your book in one sentence?
Okay. I would say The Lady with the Dark Hair tells the stories of two artistic women separated by time and geography who are looking for the same thing. The right and the nerve to live their lives according to the desires of their hearts, rather than the limiting expectations of the world around them and within them.
Wow. Very, very apt. That, I mean, it helps to have read the book to like listen to that and be like, spot on. Nice job. You did that really well.
Thank you.
So what part of your book was the hardest to write?
I think that what was the most time consuming was doing the research for the past storyline. It's a dual timeline story. And the past storyline takes place in a time that I obviously didn't live and in places I've never been. So I did have to do a lot of research and it was hard, but I am very careful. I don't ever want to have something that's wrong that pulls somebody out of the story who knows. And so I'm very careful about the details. So that's time consuming.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When did you come up with the idea for your book? It's so unique.
It's hard to say. I feel like these questions are so hard to answer because you get different ideas at different times and then they sort of attach to each other, you know, and they become something bigger. And so I couldn't tell you if I decided to write something set in Gibraltar and then decided it was going to be about art or vice versa or, you know, I have no idea.
Right. Well, so related to the research and sort of the process aspect, did you know about art? It's so well written in terms, like I felt like I was reading a book by an artist or an art historian or someone who knew a lot about art and painting, not even just art, but like the act of doing the painting and all of that. Are you a painter? Do you have that background?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
I have.
I was going to say, I am so impressed if you did that from research.
No, I've been artistic since I was a kid and I've been painting since I was a kid. So it's something that I've always loved to do and something that I took extra time to do. I took extra classes outside of school. That's all I did was I read, I painted or drew, and then I pretended to be animals. That was my childhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I get a really good picture of who you are now.
You really do. But I do paint regularly, and I have one of the fun things I got to do as part of my research for this book was I decided I was going to learn how to paint a portrait. And so I painted a self-portrait every month of the year 2022.
Okay, that's what you were doing.
So that I could get better
at it. I followed you on social media after that, and I was like, gosh, that's so, I didn't even put that together. That is so awesome.
Yeah, so it is drawn from my own experience, and then the things that I don't know about specifically, you know, the things about particular colors and where the pigments come from and how painting was different in the 1800s. Those are things I had to research.
Totally. Yeah. Well, I would imagine, I mean, obviously they tell you write what you know. Yeah. So that came through in flying colors.
Great.
But I would imagine that doing the research would be super fun if you're already interested in, in it.
Yes, that's how I choose anything that I write about. It's always something that I'm interested in and that I enjoy doing. So I get to spend extra time doing it and call it research.
I love that. Yeah. So when you were thinking about the characters, do they speak to you? Do you come up with the background first and then they come alive? Or were they already alive in your head, like knocking around?
That's a good question. The character of Esther, who's the modern day person, to me is she was already kind of fully formed in my mind of the type of person she would be. The person who is limited in some ways, but a lot of her limitations are the expectations she feels that others have for her and what she should be doing. And what is she's making excuses for not doing things that are a little scary.
Oh, that sounds so familiar.
That's familiar to a lot of us.
I might know a few writers that have that problem.
Right. But the character in the past timeline, Viviana, was a little more difficult because she goes through so many different things that I have never gone through. And so it's a matter of, you know, kind of putting yourself in that position at that time in your life, that age, and thinking, how would this really feel? And what would I be afraid of? And what would I wish I could do that I couldn't do? And so it's just, I use empathy when I'm developing characters. Like, what would it be like if I were this person?
So do you find that when you're researching, when you're thinking about the character Viviana in 1800s, and you are thinking about what would you do, how do you take yourself out of 2024? And do you do research about what's happening in the time and the So explain that process.
Certainly. I think one of the things that people will find a little unique about this book is that it's set in the Victorian age, but it's not in England or America, right? So it's a time period that is very well established, especially in France. There are certain cultural rules for women, and they can't go places without chaperones. They can't do a lot of things that you take for granted today. So a lot of it was done reading their words, like the words of artists in that time, female artists Mary Sow and Mary Cassatt and Marie Brechmond, who actually have little cameos in the story.
Oh, so I didn't know if those were real art.
They're real artists.
Look it up and I didn't know that. That's so cool.
Yeah, and they wrote a lot about their experiences being women artists at that time. And so a lot of it has to do with just looking at what other people were saying about their work and whether they thought it was any good and why wasn't it. And people say a lot of awful things about women throughout history, and it's not hard to find like other people's opinions about them. So,
No doubt. That must have been pretty difficult to manage all of that. And so when you go through the revision process, did you find that you had to fix like timeline type, like something that couldn't happen? I've heard of that with other people where you'll read a book and be like, that couldn't happen.
Right.
Like, did you find some of those things when you were going through the editing process?
I am usually pretty, I'm a stickler as I go along. So if I run into something and I'm like, I don't know about that. Even the way somebody says something, if it rings too modern, I'll look it up and say, when did people start using this phrase and why? And so I don't run into usually big things where I'm like, oh, shoot, I need to change the decade that this is set in because I've messed up somehow. I do my research as I go along. Like I do a chunk in the beginning before I start writing, and then I continue. Yeah.
Do you find that during the research process, new storylines or new smaller plot lines develop?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it really is, especially for Viviana's story, because her background is that she's from Catalonia, and Catalonia and Spain have had many times of conflict throughout history.
Oh, yeah.
And so one of the things that determined when this story would be set had to do with when a particular war was. And because she was somehow involved in that, and that's why she had to leave Catalonia, and she's ended up in France. And having those sorts of time frame limitations is exciting to me, because then you say, okay, what could happen at this time? What can't happen at this time? Oh, I've run into this thing and I had no idea that was even a thing. And so now I get to incorporate that into my story. And a lot of times those things become very meaningful. Like they feed into the theme that you're developing.
Absolutely. Probably more about the character too.
Yeah, certainly.
Definitely. So what is the best place for folks to look for you? We always want people to be able to find you.
Yes. Well, I am on Instagram at Erin Bartels Writes, and I'm on Facebook at Erin Bartels Author. And of course, you can find me just by Googling my name. I'll be there. It's me and a podiatrist in Indiana who has the same name. That's usually the top results.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now I'm curious. I'm going to
Or maybe it's
that.
A dermatologist, one of the two.
One of the two. Okay. What book or story inspires you the most?
That is really, really difficult. I'm one of those people.
We like to leave you with the most difficult
question.
I'm
one of those people who does not have a favorite movie, who does not have a favorite book. But I do think that there's a type of book that inspires me. So when I think about the books that I spent the most time reading as a kid, they are typically kind of dark. they involve somebody whose world is kind of turned upside down and they have to survive or find a new way of looking at the world. So like things like Island of the Blue Dolphins, Watership mm-hmm. Down, A Wrinkle in Time, those were things that really attracted me as a kid. And I feel like that's something that feeds into what I write. Okay. I tend to write about people who have to reexamine their life or their viewpoint or the way that they see themselves or see others because of something that happened. And it might
sounds like women's fiction.
Yeah. It might be a big thing, but it might be a very small thing. But they tend to be thoughtful books, you know?
Yeah. That is so awesome. I can totally see that in the books that I've read of
Thank
yours.
Thank you.
Well, believe it or not, we are already at 15 minutes.
That's crazy.
It went by so fast. I feel like we talked about so much, but it has been an absolute delight. Make sure you go out and get her book. It is absolutely delightful. And it sounds like she's going to be on lots of podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
So just look her up. You're going to see,
all
gonna
over
see
the
her
place.
Everywhere. And her book comes out next week. So enjoy
it. Exciting. Thanks a lot, Christy.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you take a second to give us stars or a review on your favorite podcasting platform. And we'll be here again next Wednesday. Follow us on Instagram at Author Express Podcast to see who's coming up next. Don't forget, keep it express, but keep it interesting.